with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joni Johnston is with us, clinical and forensic psychologist, licensed private investigator. It's interesting how time can give us a little more perspective on individuals the more that we get to know them, learn about them, see them, study them. I'm curious, Joni, as we talk about Brian Koberger, as we have been for quite some time now, how has your view, opinion, thoughts of him evolved or changed since we first heard his name in the news a little over 3.5 months ago?
Well, it's interesting because I think that initially, you know, looking at some of the writings he made as a teenager, we don't often get a glimpse into, you know, maybe the evolution of someone who winds up doing something like this. And so when I looked at some of his writings as a teenager, I could see some pain. And a lot of the things that people were saying were psychopathy at that point could also be attributed to depression, this lack of feeling, looking at his family. And, you know, and so I was not wanting to jump on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And that I still would say, in fact, that may be true because we change over time.
Yeah.
And I think I wanted to, in some respects, give him the benefit of the doubt in terms of the trauma he'd experienced early on. And I think what's become clearer as we've learned more about him is that whatever his history is, and I think he did go through some pretty difficult times growing up in some respects. He has really transformed himself from being a victim into being a perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
And that just has become clearer and clearer, you know, in terms of his actions, in terms of, I think, some of the arrogance that came out, the way he handled, you know, even the way he handled, you know, being an instructor in the classroom, his resistance to any kind of feedback, the premeditation that seems to be more and more apparent. And so I think it really has, I think, you know, convinced me that he was further along that criminal path than I think I initially believed.
Is that common where one is a victim, you know, they get picked on growing up, bullied? Obviously, he had was overweight for a while, then lost all the weight. And his friends say that that's around the time that his personality very dramatically changed, almost from that victim mentality. And I don't want to say he was perpetrator immediately then, but people saw a very dramatic negative shift in his personality, very negative against other people, almost in this arena of how do you handle this? Because he had been the victim for so long, experienced perpetrators, and then kind of almost wanted to take on that persona of those who I guess violated him or gave him trauma. Then was it a like, okay, I'll show you, I'm going to be this person now, and just completely skipped the middle ground where it's healthy?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a couple, so many interesting points that you raised there. You know, one is, I don't believe most victims become bullies or perpetrators. Mm-hmm. So he certainly isn't the norm.
Yeah.
Is it common to feel angry if you are bullied? Yes.
Sure.
And people have to figure out if they have been bullied at some point in their lives. And I think most of us have had at least a couple of instances of bullying, mm-hmm. Maybe not to the extent that Brian Koberger had. You know, it is very common to feel angry. And then it becomes a matter of what do you do with that anger? You know, do you find a way to overcome that? Do you find a way to channel that in some kind of productive means? Or do you, you know, because of your personality or your life experience or just the way that you are, do you channel that anger into these revenge fantasies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it sounds like, you know, that for Brian, yes, there was this history of bullying, but I don't think it's that simple because it sounds to me like from what we know about him, and obviously I've never met him, mm-hmm. but what other people have consistently said about him is how awkward he was socially.
Yeah.
And how unable he was in many respects to kind of carry on normal social interactions, particularly with women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, obviously if you are a victim of bullying and you grow up and you're not bullied anymore and you're successful in your career, you're making good grades or whatever, and you have healthy relationships, it's like that's water under the bridge for you,
yeah.
Right? But if you continue, now that you're thin or an athlete or successful, and you continue to be unable to have the experiences that you want, that is, I think, going to add on to that sense of injustice. But, you know, now should it, we can argue that. Because to me, it's like there's always an opportunity if I'm saying, okay, I'm noticing that these relationships I'm attempting to have never work out. Maybe it's me, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get some guidance. I need to get some help. I need to figure out, you know, why this keeps happening to me, or am I going to be an externalizer, which is certainly from people who have known him, sounds like maybe the case. I'm going to blame everybody else.
It's
and be
yeah.
angry and feel like a victim.
Very much. He just continued to collect the wounds. Maybe he changed some of the things that he was outwardly getting picked on for and bullied about. And then was still frustrated that, oh my gosh, well, I fixed that, but I still have this angst and this anger against people. Never really found peace with that. Does that make a perpetrator like him more dangerous than the perpetrators or the bullies that had never experienced being the victim? Because in a sense, a perpetrator like this knows what buttons to push because they are the ones who've had their buttons pushed before. They know how to really, really make someone feel bad or negative or to break somebody down because they've done it. They've been that person themselves. And so they have a little more insight than just the average bully, if you will.
I certainly think that can be true. And when we look at some of the research on kind of bullying and victimization, you know, we find that if you kind of pool everybody together, bullies and victims, you find that about a third are only victims of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these horrible experiences and they find a way to deal with them and they never bully anybody else. Then you have about a third of them who are just bullies.
Mm-hmm.
They're never victims of bullying. They're just, for whatever reason, they enjoy inflicting pain or humiliation or suffering on other people. And then about a third were once victims and then become bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do know, you know, I don't know any research that talks about how effective, you know, are they more effective at bullying?
Yeah.
I think your idea is certainly worth merit and may be true. But what we do know is that those individuals who were once victims and then become bullies are more likely to have psychological problems and personality disorders.
Is there any data to show that that group right there is more likely to engage in beyond just psychological bullying, but into more physical violence by any chance?
Well, certainly, I mean, I don't know of any research, mm-hmm. but I would put money on it.
Yeah. Very interesting. With someone like Koberger, and obviously he's going to be facing these charges, Do consequences matter to someone who had the mindset of Koberger prior to being caught, prior to the crimes being committed? This is something that you would think would go through someone's mind, the consequence if you got caught, or are consequences not even in the equation of doing what he allegedly did? Is there just the assumption that he's not going to get caught and he'll get away with it, or does that weigh somewhat on his decision-making?
My thought about that is that two things. One is, of course, I'm sure at some point the thought of potential consequences crossed his mind. But I think the fantasies and the revenge and the anger he had far outweighed any thought about that, number one. And number two, absolutely, I think he thought he was smarter than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so he wouldn't get caught. And so I think whenever, you know, you have this kind of combination that is dangerous. Yeah, you know, when you have somebody who, you know, the anger and the revenge and the, you know, their fantasies about hurting other people are so much stronger and getting stronger, number one. And then number two, you have this kind of sense of, you know, I'm not going to get caught anyway because I'm so smart. Mm-hmm. Then there's no deterrence, really.
Because there's a lot of talk right now that he could end up facing the death penalty, even possibly a firing squad, because they have issues with the drugs that they had been giving to people in the prison system there that were not so effective at actually executing someone. Do those sort of things go through the mind? I mean, everybody says, oh, this will be a good example if he gets that. Are people who get the death sentence ever a good example for someone who is going to commit these crimes? Or does it even deter one iota that, hey, I might get the death penalty if I go through with this horrible idea? Or is that after the fact that ends up sinking in maybe a little bit?
Well, I can tell you, I have interviewed many murderers in my day, and I've certainly never heard one who moved states to avoid a death penalty before they committed a murder.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the death penalty in and of itself is a deterrence really at all for anybody.
Sure.
I understand it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it certainly can provide a sense of justice to the family. It can do other things. But in terms of it being a deterrence, I personally don't think that it is.
Sure. Sure. And I'm not against getting rid of someone like Koberger off the face of this earth if, in fact, he's the one who did it. I just wonder how much of a deterrence, as I was asking, it truly is. But I do see where it does give some justice to the victims and the families, knowing that this person is not sitting somewhere else on this planet breathing air. But yeah, just an interesting thing to discuss there. We talked about what doesn't motivate someone like this to motivate them not to do something. What does motivate someone like this? How does jealousy, how does anger, how does resentment go from just, I'm annoyed by this, I've been wrong so many times, to I'm going to target somewhat random strangers that I remotely have seen around town, this is what it looks like, and take their lives? How does that equation go from there to there?
You know, there's been some interesting, studies looking at, for example, mass shooters who survived. Mm-hmm. And there does seem to be this kind of progression. And it does start with anger most of the time. And then that kind of progresses to these fantasies, these revenge fantasies, which often exist for years, before any action is taken. And then at some point, oftentimes as a result of some situational stress or trigger, or even some interest, they'll start, you know, it'll start morphing from, you know, thinking about it, fantasizing about it, to actually, how would I do it? And that's a really dangerous step, right? Because now you're not just saying, I see this person and I fantasize about shooting this person or hurting this person or stabbing this person as I'm walking down the street, to, okay, who would I target? What would I do? And then almost always, what pushes the person from these kind of planning to action is something happens in their immediate environment. It didn't have to be some dramatic thing. It doesn't have to be that your mom died or, you know, your wife left you. I mean, it can be those things. But it could be just some sense that I'm going to get kicked out of school. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the 10th person that I tried to have a date with said no.
Sure.
But in their minds, there is some like turning point.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when they make the decision to act.
Is it almost, it's like self-conditioning where, you know, okay, for so long, I'm just talking regular conditioning, you do a certain thing a certain way, and then suddenly, oh my gosh, things have changed. And then you slowly start to get used to the new way of doing things. And that would be the thinking of, how would I do this? Fantasizing over and over, not just the fantasy, but thinking, I know where I'd get that. I know where I'd do this or this or that. My example, I guess I would make to individuals who are not murderers would maybe be the years of COVID, where suddenly everything changed and we had to get some new norms on going to the grocery store or this or that. And then after a while, it just became, well, this is normal. And then it was so much easier to accept something that was more extreme, like, oh, we can't like leave our house for a week. We did that a couple months ago. That's normal. And then it just becomes such a more ease to jump into something that would otherwise be looked as very draconian. Now it's just another week in our lives of, well, we've done that before. It's not a big deal. Same sort of thing with Koberger, where he's believing these things. He's going on in his mind on these things, ruminating on them. And then is it that much easier of a leap from fantasy to actual acting out because of those years of considering it in such a different light?
Absolutely. And I think it's almost, you know, fantasies sometimes are almost like mental rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. If we rehearse something over and over again, it's like in a strange kind of way, if you know, you're giving a big talk,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're nervous about it, or you're conflicted about it. You know, the more you practice it, the more you start thinking about it, picturing yourself doing it.
Sure.
That can actually, you know, take away some of the ambivalence, take away some of the anxiety, and make it seem doable.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. If you press subscribe wherever you download podcasts, you won't miss any of our breaking updates or episodes or discussions on the cases that we are following for you, like that one with Joni Johnston. You can even get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. Go check that out. My name's Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble.
We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us. If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble.
We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us. If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.